What's up, guys? It's Aaron from Living Life Abundantly. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I'm just by myself, and I wanted to talk about your creative calling. So I believe everybody has something that they want to share with the world, that in a creative way, whether you are working a 9-to-5, whether you are just tuning in and you're just like going to school, you're like, how am I creative? You know, I don't create any art, or I don't, you know, whatever. Creating is not always about art. It's about putting your spin on whatever you're doing. So whether it's taking a picture, we all in the last week have taken a picture, right? And just be creative with it. And being creative is not a good to have. It's a must have. Because just like exercise and food, and we need to be creative, or else we lose it, and we lose our sense of being, feeling alive. You know, it's really important to be creative. And you know, I don't feel the best when I don't create. You know, I feel I can easily get down, I can easily get discouraged, I can easily get isolated. And it doesn't have to be anything huge. It can be a video, it can be a podcast, it can be some sort of music, just a, you know, 15 second music, something, posting. It just feels so good to create. And we learn by creating. We don't learn by consumption. This is a myth that's taught in the school system, is, and I have nothing against the school system, it's just we're told a lie that we learn by consumption. You know, we learn by lectures, we learn by, you know, talking, we learn by, you know, getting talked at, you know, learning through consumption, through lectures, whatever. But we actually learn by creating. The best way to learn something is to teach it, actually, because you learn it twice. And you, have you ever noticed, if you watch a YouTube video, and maybe it's an instructional YouTube video, and you forget it within 48 hours, you forget up to 80% of what you've learned if you're just using the method of just consuming content, versus if you put it into action and you try to do something about it and you try to teach somebody about it. So it's really powerful to get experience and to actually create something. And whether it's just implementing one thing I said in this podcast, or one thing in the Bible, taking action. We're not supposed to just be hearers of the word. We're supposed to be doers, and we're supposed to take action on things. And it's so powerful to just create something. I can't get over it, how good it feels. If you've ever created something, we've all created something, you know. We've all been creative, whether it was a meal, whether it was a conversation, where we're in that flow state. We need that. That's essential in life. And if you don't have that, you're definitely missing out. And whether it's depression, whether it's anxiety you feel if you don't create, I would encourage you to find a way to create. So I'm going to leave you with two questions, or with three questions. How are you going to use this? How can you use this? Okay, so how can you create something? Ask yourself that question. Why will you use this? You know, why is it important to create? Because it makes you feel alive, and it's something so powerful, and we're literally designed to create and be creative, whether you see yourself as a creative person or not. And and when can you use this? Where, if you don't write down when you're going to use it, you're never going to use it. And so write down when you're going to use it as well. So how will I use this? Why will I use this? And when can I use this? Thank you so much for watching or listening. I appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe and share the content. I really would appreciate it if you share with one person, whether they're somebody who you look up to in creation and create and in a creative way, or it, whether or not you want to send this to somebody who you want creating and you want to see more creativity from them. Thank you so much again. God bless. Have a great day.